Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, remembered by Ram Gold. All right, and today Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Gimel, the seventh parak, Arba Misos. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission states, Elohen and Niskalin, these are the ones who are stoned, totaling 18. One who has relations with his mother or his father's wife or his daughter-in-law or with a male or an animal or a woman who brings an animal upon herself. I'm a gadef, a blasphemer. One who worships Avodah Zarah. One who gives of his children to Moloch. And one who performs Ov or Yadoni, which are different methods of speaking to the dead, described on Daf Samach Hey Amud Aleph. One who desecrates Shabbos. One who curses his parents. One who has relations with an Amarasa. A Macy's, one who instigates someone to idolatry, a Mediach, one who leads an entire city astray to idolatry, and a Ben Sora Mora, a wayward and rebellious son, discussed in the 8th parak. If one has relations with his mother who is married to his father, he's liable both for relations with a mother and for relations with a father's wife. Thus, if it was Beshogeg, he brings to Chatos. Rav Yehuda says he is only liable for Imo, as the Gemara will explain. The mission gives more examples of relations carrying two prohibitions. Point number two, a Bryce records a different version of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. If his mother was not fit for his father, her marriage to his father was ineffective. He's only liable for relations with a mother, not for father's wife. This cannot mean the mother was prohibited to the father with an aver punishable by Karas or Mrs. Basin because the Rabban agrees such a marriage is ineffective. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda is discussing where his mother is prohibited to his father with an ordinary love. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva that in Kedushin Tosu Mechayiv Lavin, Kedushin does not take effect with those prohibited by a love. The Gemara adds that just as a Yavama, who's forbidden to the Yavam with Karas, is exempt from Yibum or Chalitza, Yehuda would hold the same applies to a Yavama, who is forbidden to the Yavam with a mere love, since he holds Kedushin would not be effective between them. And point number three, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda taught that one who has relations with his mother, who is also his father's wife, is only liable for Imo, but not for Eshus Aviv. Abai explains the source is the phrase Imchohi, she is your mother, teaching Mishum Imo Atamachaivo. You may make him liable for relations with his mother, Viatamachaivo Mishum Eshus Av, but you may not make him liable for relations with his father's wife. The Gemara objects that the opposite drusha should be made from the next pasuk, which says, Erva Zavichohi, it is your father's nakedness, teaching that for relations with his father's wife, who is also his mother, he is not liable for Imo. The result of these opposing drushas would be that for such relations, there is no liability at all. A second answer is attempted but rejected. Rava, therefore, depends on Abai's answer. Rabbi Yehuda, based on a Gezer Shava, interprets Ervas Avicho at the beginning of the first pasuk to mean a father's wife, unlike the Rabban, who interpret it literally to mean his father. This would imply that a father's wife liability includes when she is his mother, and so Imcha he is darshaned to exclude a mother from liability for Eshes Aviv. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Elohen and Niskalin, these are the ones who are stoned, totaling 18. One who has relations with his mother or his father's wife or his daughter-in-law or with a male or an animal or a woman who brings an animal upon herself. I'm a gadef, a blasphemer. One who worships Avodah Zarah. One who gives of his children to Moloch. And one who performs Ov or Yadoni, which are different methods of speaking to the dead, described on Daf Samach Hey Amud Aleph. One who desecrates Shabbos. One who curses his parents. One who has relations with an Amarasa. A Macy's. One who instigates someone to idolatry. A Mediach. One who leads an entire city astray to idolatry. And a Ben Sora Mora, a wayward and rebellious son, discussed in the 8th parak. If one has relations with his mother who is married to his father, he's liable both for relations with a mother and for relations with a father's wife. Thus, if it was Beshogeg, he brings to Chatos. Rav Yehuda says he is only liable for Imo, as the Gemara will explain. The mission gives more examples of relations carrying two prohibitions. Point number two, a Bryce records a different version of Rav Yehuda's opinion. If his mother was not fit for his father, her marriage to his father was ineffective. He's only liable for relations with a mother, not for father's wife. This cannot mean the mother was prohibited to the father with an aver punishable by Karas or Mrs. Basin because the Rabban agrees such a marriage is ineffective. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda is discussing where his mother is prohibited to his father with an ordinary love. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva that in Kedushin Tosu Mechayiv Lavin, Kedushin does not take effect with those prohibited by a love. The Gemara adds that just as a Yavama, who's forbidden to the Yavam with Karas, is exempt from Yibum or Chalitza, Yehuda would hold the same applies to a Yavama, who is forbidden to the Yavam with a mere love, since he holds Kedushin would not be effective between them. And point number three, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda taught that one who has relations with his mother, who is also his father's wife, is only liable for Imo, but not for Eshus Aviv. Abai explains the source is the phrase imchohi, she is your mother, teaching mishum imo atamachayvo. You may make him liable for relations with his mother, v'atamachayvo mishum eshes av, but you may not make him liable for relations with his father's wife. The Gemara objects that the opposite drasha should be made from the next pasuk, which says, "Ervas avichahi," it is your father's nakedness, teaching that for relations with his father's wife, who is also his mother, he is not liable for imo. The result of these opposing drushas would be that for such relations, there is no liability at all. A second answer is attempted but rejected. Rava, therefore, depends on Abai's answer. Rav Yehuda, based on a Gezer Shava, interprets Ervas Avicho at the beginning of the first pasuk to mean a father's wife, unlike the Rabban, who interpret it literally to mean his father. This would imply that a father's wife liability includes when she is his mother, and so Imcha he is darshaned to exclude a mother from liability for Eshes Aviv. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Gimel, and our standard Siman is a Nigerian prince. A Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of a sign with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila told the son of an almana in Kohen Gadol that he was only chayav for his mother, since she's not considered his father's wife. As another son from a kosher marriage was handed a paper with the words imchahi to indicate that he was only chayav for his mother, but not for his father's wife. Once again in slow motion. The Nigerian prince? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of a sign with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Elohen and Niskalin, these are the ones who are stoned listing 18 different cases. So the Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of a sign with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila told the son of an almana in Kohen Gadol that he was only chayav for his mother, since she's not considered his father's wife, which reminds us, the Brice records a different version of Yehuda's opinion. If his mother was not fit for his father, her marriage to his father was ineffective, and he's only liable for relations with a mother, not for a father's wife. Rav Yehuda is discussing where his mother is prohibited to his father with an ordinary love. And Rav Yehuda holds like Rabbi Kiva that in Kedushin Tovsvin, Bechayve Lavin, Kedushin does not take effect with those prohibited by a love. So the Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of a sign with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila told the son of an almana in Kohen Gadol that he was only chayav for his mother, since she's not considered his father's wife. As another son from a kosher marriage was handed a paper with the words imchahi to indicate that he was only chayav for his mother, but not for his father's wife, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Yehuda taught that one who has relations with his mother, who is also his father's wife, is only liable for imo, but not for Eshes Aviv. Abai explains the source is the phrase imchahi, she is your mother, teaching mishum imo atamachayvo. You may make him liable for relations with his mother via atamachayvo mishum Eshes Av, but you may not make him liable for relations with his father's wife. So once again, the Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of his son with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila told the son of an almana in Kohen Gadol that he was only chayav for his mother, since she's not considered his father's wife. As another son from a kosher marriage was handed a paper with the words imchahi to indicate that he was only chayav for his mother, but not for his father's wife. All right, so now it's time for our four blot bach hazara. Daf Mem Tes. So the Siman Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the Siman. So here goes. The butcher. That must be on Daf Mem Tes. Meat. The butcher who was killed by a Goa Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib, which reminds us, the Gemara describes Yoav's trial. When Eliyahu asked him why he killed Avner, and Yoav explained he was the Goa Hadam for his brother Asael, whom Avner killed. But Eliyahu argued that Asael was a Rodef, he was a pursuer who was trying to kill Avner, and Avner was permitted to kill him. Yoav replied, Avner could have saved himself through injuring one of Asael's limbs, so killing him constitutes murder. He pointed out that Avner struck him precisely at the fifth rib where the gallbladder and the liver hang, and surely could have disarmed him with one of his limbs. So the butcher was killed by a Goa Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib after he ruined the peacemaking meat bar wrapped in a king's cloak by inserting a thorn into it, which reminds us, the pasuk says that Yoav sent messengers after Avner, Yeshiva Oso Mebor HaSira, and they brought him back from Bor HaSira. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana darshans this name. Bor HaSira Garmel Avner Sheyareg. A pit and a thorn caused Avner to be killed. This refers to two incidents when Shaul might have reconciled with David if not for Avner. In the first incident, David had an opportunity to kill Shaul and instead took a spear and water container, i.e. his boar, and in the second cut off a piece of his cloak, demonstrating he did not want to kill Shaul. Instead of convincing Shaul of this point, Avner suggested in the first incident that a soldier had given the items to David, and in the second that a thorn, a seer, tore his cloak. So the butcher was killed by a Goa Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib after he ruined the peacemaking meat bar wrapped in a king's cloak by inserting a thorn into it, had always insisted that the items on his dinner menu be listed in order of importance. Which reminds me, we learned that the order of a Mishnah's list is usually not particular, with exceptions, the Dal Miso's basin, and the seven Samanim, the seven cleaning agents for determining if a stain is needed blood, which must be applied precisely in the Mishnah's order. Daf Nun. So the Simmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. On the non-stop flight, that must mean we're on Daf Nun. On the non-stop flight to one's final destination, where the Megadeth and Ovid Avodah Zorah getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the first machlokes between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, which is more chamor, skila or sreifa. The Rabban considers skila more severe than sreifa because skila is given to a Megadeth, a blasphemer, and one who serves Avodah Zorah, which are especially severe averos, shekem poshi yad be'ikr, because he thereby challenges the most fundamental principle of faith. So on the non-stop flight to one's final destination, with the Megadeth and Ovid Avodah Zorah getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, and the man from the Ir Nidachas headed for Saif crying over the destruction of his property, disturbed the man behind him getting chenek for striking his father, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the second Malchokas of Saif versus chenek. The Gemara explains that Saif is given to the residents of an Ir Nidachas whose severity is seen from the fact that their property is destroyed. So on the non-stop flight to one's final destination, with the Megadeth and Ovid Avodah Zorah getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, and the man from the Ir HaNidachas headed for Saif crying over the destruction of his property, disturbed the man behind him getting chenek for striking his father, the steward double-checked the bus Cohen's ticket for the Sreifa seat to make sure she was guilty of Znus and was not a Panuya, which reminds us, the Gemara derives that a Sreifa's bus Cohen is specifically for adultery and does not apply to a Panuya. Daf Nun Alf. So the Simmer Daf Nun Alf is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The bas kohen married to Yisrael, who is Mizana, was about to get strafed by the beaver dam. Beaver dam? That must be on Daf Nun Alf. Nah, beaver. The bas kohen married to Yisrael, who is Mizana, was about to get strafed by the beaver dam, which reminds us, the more discusses of a bas kohen who married a Levi, Yisrael, our apostle, loses her kahuna status regarding strafa. So the bas kohen married to a Yisro, whose mazana was about to get strafa by the beaver dam, when two bachrim wearing beaver pelt hats and darshaning in Maseches Vachim in order to be mekabel schar, which reminds us, we learn Maseches Vachim nowadays, even though it's not going to be practically relevant until Mashiach comes, because we say we're darsh mekabel schar. So the bas kohen married to a Yisro, whose mazana was about to get strafa by the beaver dam, when two bachrim wearing beaver pelt hats and darshaning in Maseches Vachim in order to be mekabel schar, saw a rabbi jump over two beavers trying to stop it, declaring only a bas kohen arusa gets strafa, which reminds Gemara brings Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. He holds only a bas kohen arusa incurs strafa, not a nesua. Daf Nun Beis. So the Simmer Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The group of newbies to Yiddishkeit, that must be on Daf Nun Beis. The group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises Training Center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the procedure for Sreifa, where it's Sreifa's neshama, but the body is left intact, by pouring molten lead down the person's throat. So the group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises Training Center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, practice lopping off heads of statues using a sword, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the procedure for Herig and the Machlokas, is whether they cut off the person's head while he's standing with a sword, or his head is placed on a chopping block and cut off with a hatchet. So the group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises Training Center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, practice lopping off heads of statues using a sword, and see what it's like when a kerchief is wrapped around their necks and pulled from opposite sides, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the procedure for chenek, strangulation, and the rule that kol misa amur b'torah stam eino el chenek, any death through basin, which is unspecified, it means strangulation. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that we do not bury a rasha next to a tzaddik? That's on daf Mem Zayin. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn about the procedure for sreifa, burning? That's on daf Nun Beis. Good. Number three, which daf do we have the mission that lists the 18 niskalim, those who are stoned? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn about deriving that sreifa's bas kohen is for specifically adultery and does not apply to a panuya? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number five, which daf do you have a question whether those killed by basin receive kapara? That's on daf Mem Zayin. Good. Number six, which daf about Yehuda's position that a son is only liable for emo if his mother was prohibited to his father with a love? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number seven, which daf do you discuss if a bas kohen who's married to a Levi, a Yisrael, or apostle loses her kahuna status regarding sreifa? That's on daf Nunavka. Number 8. Which have known according to Rav Yehuda, the phrase imchahi indicates the son is only liable for his mother, but not for her being his father's wife. That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good number 9. Which of the reason why Avner was killed and how it relates to Bor Hasira, a pit and a thorn. That's on Daf. Mem Tes. Good number 10. Which of the reason the order of a Mishnah's list is usually not particular, with the exceptions of the Mises Basin and the seven Samanim. That's on Daf. Mem Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.